welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pop quiz today, organic production. Which crop category would you think is most popular with Kentucky farmers? Vegetables? Fruits?
In fact, I think a third to a half of the organic farms in Kentucky are dairy. And to that point, there's a real demand for organic feed grains. Its own supply and demand pool with organic eggs and organic dairy really putting pressure on organic feed grains.
Max Stone of Scott County is president of OAK, the Organic Association of Kentucky, and he thinks more farmers may be giving organic crops a new look.
I think organic corn is, we're looking in the $12, $15 a bushel range. Organic soybeans are well over $20. So once you get your head around some of the practices necessary, the farmers are getting some pretty good yields and a great price for this product.
The association is holding its annual conference this Friday and Saturday at the Parquet Springs Conference Center in Shepherdsville. Stone says traditional producers are certainly welcome.
These organic techniques are something that most anybody can do. It's just sort of sensible farming systems, and we just want to be very welcoming to everyone, not just at the conference, but in our general programming at the organization.
Conference details are online at oak-ky.org. We'll be right back.
I will take action against herbicide-resistant weeds. I will know my weeds, and I will stop them before they go to seed. I will do whatever it takes to give my crops the upper hand. I will use multiple herbicide sites of action because every action counts. I will take action, this time for all time.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, funded by soybean farmers through their checkoff.
They're expecting about 200 or more at this Friday and Saturday's Organic Association Conference in Shepherdsville. Max Stone says their programming will offer a consumer track for interested visitors. And for traditional farmers of traditional crops, some of the presenters have nearly 20 years of experience examining organic row crop production. Stone says organic, traditional, take your pick.
It's not that one's good and one's bad. It's what works for you, what works for the market you're in, what equipment you might have, farm and other marketing opportunities. So we recommend that people start small, start slow, take a little corner field over here and start doing it differently, using some organic techniques and sort of ease into it. It's not an all or none proposition.
Complete program details online at oak-ky.org. That's oak-ky.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.